So then, just as the Messiah suffered in the flesh, you too must equip yourselves with the same mental armor. Someone who suffers in the flesh has ceased from sin so as to live the rest of their mortal life no longer according to human desires, but according to God's will. Pagan ways of life have had quite enough of your time already, and you should put all that behind you for good. All that uncleanness, passion, drunkenness, excessive feasting, drinking parties, and lawless idolatry. People are shocked that you don't now join in with the same wild and reckless behavior, and so they call down curses on you. But they will have to account for it before the one who is ready to judge the living and the dead. That is why, you see, the gospel was preached even to the dead, so that, being judged in human fashion in the flesh, they might live in God's fashion in the spirit. The end of all things is upon us. You must keep sober then and self-disciplined for your prayers. Above all, keep absolutely firm in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Just as each of you has received a gift, so you should use it for ministry one to another, as good stewards of God's many-sided grace. If anyone speaks, they should do so as speaking God's oracles. If anyone ministers, they should do it as in the strength which God grants, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus the Messiah, to whom be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, don't be surprised at the fiery ordeal which is coming upon you to test you, as though this were some strange thing that was happening to you. Rather, celebrate. You are sharing the sufferings of the Messiah. Then, when his glory is revealed, you will celebrate with real exuberant joy. If you are abused because of the name of the Messiah, you are blessed by God, because the Spirit of glory and of God is resting upon you. None of you, of course, should suffer as a murderer or thief or evildoer or even as a busybody. But if you suffer as a Christian, don't be ashamed. Rather, give God the glory for that name. The time has come, you see, for judgment to begin at God's own household. And if it begins with us, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel? And if the righteous person is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? So also those who suffer according to God's will should entrust their whole lives to the faithful Creator by doing what is good.